hot, hot sun. It's something I don't want to know. Yeah, it's something I don't want to know. Spending all my weekends out on a county farm. It's something I don't want to know. Yeah, it's something I don't want to know. Daddy said, don't you follow in my tracks. After seeing his trail, I ain't never looking back. It's a mighty rough road, and I ain't gonna follow it. It's something I don't wanna know. Yeah, it's something I don't wanna know. Bar. It's something I don't want to know. Yeah, it's something I don't want to know. And who's gonna feed this family? And who's gonna clothe those kids? It's something I don't want to know. Yeah, it's something I don't want to know. Daddy said, don't you follow in my tracks. After seeing his trail, I ain't never looking back. It's a mighty rough road, and I ain't gonna follow it. It's something I don't wanna know. Yeah, it's something I don't wanna know. Judge and hanging my head. It's something I don't want to know. Yeah, it's something I don't want to know. And losing all my freedom to a little lock and key. It's something I don't want to know. Yeah, it's something I don't want to know. Daddy said, don't you follow in my tracks. After seeing his trail, I ain't never looking back. It's a mighty rough road, and I ain't gonna follow it. It's something I don't wanna know. Yeah, it's something I don't wanna know. It's something I don't wanna know. Yeah, it's something I don't wanna know. It's something I don't want to know. Yeah, it's something I don't want to know.
Ah, that was John Reichman and the Jaybirds. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I've got a great show lined up for you. I hope you're going to stick around with me for the next hour and listen to some great bluegrass music. John Reichman and the Jaybirds, great band from Western Canada, and I saw them at the Grass Valley Festival a few years ago and have always liked their music. I had a lovely email from Nancy Schneider in New York City, and she said, play something from Lynn Morris for me. And that is very easy to do because Lynn Morris is a wonderful singer and I really enjoy her music. I've only got one CD of hers and a few tracks on other CDs, well, with those compilation CDs, so we're going to play them. But that put me into a whole range of thinking about what format today's show is going to be. And a feature of all the music on today's show is it comes from bands with men and women in the band as not necessarily women leaders or men leaders of the band. Sometimes it works out that way, but just where there's a real mixture, because that's been my bluegrass experience all my life. We always had a woman in the band. It was our fiddle player, Colleen, for the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and for our gospel group. And in the 1950s and 60s, it was pretty hard for women to get a decent place in a bluegrass band. And I'm just delighted that we can feature that in today's show. And of course, John Reichman and the Jaybirds have a woman. We'll talk about them just a bit later. But now we're going to hear from Lynn Morris Band, and they call it the Lynn Morris Band. Lynn is really the guitar player and the lead singer, but she's a fine banjo player as well. And she just plays in the band with her husband, Marshall Wilborn, and also in the band, Jesse Brock on mandolin and Ron Stewart on banjo and a little bit of fiddle, and a few guests like Rob Ikes playing some dobro. We're going to hear the title song for the CD, for the album, Shape of a Tear. Lovely. And then we're going to hear other songs from Lynn just a little bit later in the program. But here you are, Nancy. I'm delighted that you asked me to play some Lynn Morris. Shape of a Tear.
But she never allowed herself to worry out loud. Kissed her husband as he went off to work, and he never let on for her birthday. Pretended like it slipped his mind. But when he rolled home in the evening, he had roses and presents so fine.
Got a magic voice, hasn't she? Oh, lovely to hear Lynn Morris again. We're going to hear from her pretty soon. Next on line, I've got Rhonda Vincent. She's always had a band with guys in it and girls in it. And this is from her The Storm Still Rages album. Tom Adams on banjo, Brian Sutton on guitar, Darren Vincent, her brother, on bass. Rhonda's playing mandolin and doing the lead vocal, and Mike Cleveland on fiddle. And this is a 2001 recording. And it's an old Osborne Brothers tune that, well, the Osbournes bought it to Bluegrass, Driving Nails in My Coffin, and pretty serious sounding title, but you need to listen to the words of the song. And then after Rhonda, we're going to hear another track from Lynn Morris called You'll Get No More Out of Me. And that is from her Lynn Morris Band Rounder album, which has also got Tom Adams playing banjo, but Marshall Wilborn playing bass and Ronnie McCurry on mandolin. So Tom Adams gets around, doesn't he? Let's listen to Rhonda Vincent, Driving Nails in My Coffin, then Lynn Morris, You'll Get No More Out of Me.
so low. Oh, your wayward heart and your tortured soul leave no memory worthy to hold. So take your cold unloving heart, your eyes too blinded to see. You never found the door to this heart. No more of me. So I'll take back my heart from the wind. Out to dry. I'll hang my head in sorrow no more, and no more tears will I cry. So take your cold unloving heart, your eyes too blinded to see. You never found the door to this heart.
Wasn't that pretty? Oh, I just love her voice. In 2003, Lynn had some serious surgery on a leg, I think it was, and as a result had a stroke, and that ended her performing days, unfortunately. And she was still involved in music. She was a sound operator for Bill Emerson's band for quite a long time after that, and I think she's back in pretty good health, but just not performing anymore. So she had a relatively short performing career, and she just left us with some beautiful music, and it was a real pleasure to play some Lynn Morris music on the program again. Thank you, Nancy, for the opportunity. Shearer's Music Works, they're the sponsors of Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and Shearer's Music Works is a big music store in Hamilton. Can meet all your musical needs, from guitars and banjos to drum sets and keyboards and violins and manuscript and music books and accessories for picking instruments and playing instruments, and great shop. Go in there, friendly people, and they're all musicians, and they know the sort of things that will help you play music, and it's great to have Shearer's as a sponsor for Back Porch Bluegrass. What have we got here? Another mixture group. This is Big Country Bluegrass. Came out on a Rebel record in 2013, and Memories of the Past is the name of the album. And the group is Tommy and Teresa Sells. Tommy plays mandolin, Teresa plays guitar. Eddie Gill also plays some guitar and does some lead singing. Banjo player Linwood Lunsford. Don Rigsby joins in. He was part of the group for a long time, and he joins in on recordings. And Tony King is bass player, and Billy Hawks plays fiddle. And they're a great band. Another one of these mixed bands, and you get a great vibe in a mixed band. I really enjoy it, and I think you'll enjoy some real down-home bluegrass from Big Country Bluegrass. Here's a song called My Time Is Running Out.
I hadn't seen the old home place since I left there long ago. Things have sure been changing since in the days of old. The weeds are high, the clinging vines are climbing up the wall. The old red barns are leaning so, it's just about to fall.
I'd like to take the old home place and fix it up once more. Put new shingles on the roof, new carpet on the floor. To relive the past would be a pleasure, there's no doubt. But the law of average
which tells me that my time is running out. My mama washing dirty clothes. Two little boys are running round her with a dirty nose. The woods have took the cornfields where we used to work all day. All these things keep reminding me how time can slip away.
I'd like to take the old home place and fix it up once more. Put new shingles on the roof, new carpet on the floor. To relive the past would be a pleasure, there's no doubt. But the law of average tells me
that my time is running out.
Fix it up once more. Put new shingles on the roof, new carpet on the floor. To relive the past would be a pleasure, there's no doubt. But the law of average tells me
that my time is running out.
But the law of average tells me
that my time is running out.
That was Big Country Bluegrass with My Time is Running Out. Let's hear from Kristen Scott Benson now, banjo player with the Grascals. But I think this album was made before she joined the Grascals, about 2008. And she's a fine banjo player. I can't get the information on exactly who's playing in the band with her, but she's definitely a lady who plays some fine banjo in mixed gender bands. So that's what the program's all about. Here she is doing the Earl Scruggs classic Bugle Call Rag.
Thank you.
Was Kristen Scott Benson and playing the bugle, called Rag, doing a fine job of it too. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that I love to play and listen to. And the feature of today's show is that all the bands are mixed gender bands and got women and men in them. And that's always been the way with bluegrass that I've played and that I know about. And but I think in the 40s and 50s and 60s wasn't quite the case in the USA. I think mostly male bands, despite the fact that Bill Monroe often had Bessie Lee Malden playing bass for him. So that was quite interesting that maybe he started something off. But we always considered it perfectly natural to have a woman in the band. And I'm going to play a track now from an album came out in 1970, fifth season, it was called. And it was a tune from John Fogerty called Proud Mary. And here we are. The band playing is Colleen Bain on fiddle. She was still Colleen Bain at this time. And Paul Trenwith on banjo. That's me. David Calder doing the lead vocals and playing mandolin. Alan Rhodes doing harmony vocals, playing guitar. Lindsay Bedoni doing harmony vocals and playing bass. And an unnamed percussion player just helping us along because the tune was pretty fast. Hope you enjoy our 1970 version of Proud Mary. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Looking for a job in the city, working for a man every night and day. Then I never lost a minute of sleep when worrying about the way things might have been.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, rolling. Rolling, rolling on a river. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river.
Seen a lot of places in Memphis. Hocked a lot of playing down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river.
If you come down to the river, bet you're gonna find the people who live. You don't have to worry about having no money. People on the river just happy to give.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river.
My goodness, that was fast. I don't think I could play that fast now. I wouldn't stand this show. Oh, the vigor of youth. Isn't it wonderful? Wonderful. I think I was 23 years old when that was recorded, and I had plenty of energy and my fingers could move very fast. We're going to hear from John Reichman and the Jaybirds again. John Reichman is a mandolin player and the sort of leader of the group. Nick Hornbuckle plays banjo in the old two-finger style. Jim Nunnally plays guitar. Greg Spatz plays fiddle. And Tricia Gagnon plays bass. And she does a lot of the lead vocals and does a wonderful job. Excellent band if you're ever in California or Northwestern USA or Vancouver, and you get an opportunity to hear the Jaybirds, go and see them. This is from the album Stellar Jays, came out in 2007. I've got a signed copy of it with a great photo of the band, and I really enjoy their music. And this is one of my classic songs. I've played it on this show before, but I tell you, it's a real old Civil War era song written in 1864 by two Englishmen and published first in the Confederate States, and their version comes from the singing of Eleazar Tillett and Martha Etheridge, collected in field recordings of Frank and Anne Warner. I looked up the original song, and I have to admit they've done a lot of arrangement to get it to sounding like it is here. It's a beautiful song, her bright smile haunts me still.
It's been a year since last we met. We may never meet again. I have struggled. But the struggle was in vain, for her voice lives on the breeze, and her spirit comes at will. In the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still. In the bright smile haunts me still. And I have sailed a falling sky, and I have charted hazards path. I have seen storm arise like a giant in his wrath. Every danger I have known that a reckless life can fill. Though her presence is now flown, her bright smile haunts me still. Her bright smile haunts me still. Eyes.
sweet dreams my memory fill. And from sleep when I arrive, her bright smile haunts me still. And from sleep when I arrive, her bright smile haunts me still.
John Reichman and the Jaybirds, Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still. Just love that song. Not much happening in the way of live music around New Zealand at present. Most gigs seem to be cancelled because of our COVID outbreak, and we're probably as hard just hit now by the Omicron virus as we've ever been, and lots of absenteeism from schools and works. Many companies are functioning with a third of their working staff off because they're either close contacts or they've contracted the virus. It's seeped its way into my family, not too seriously, thank goodness, but it means that you have to stay home, can't make contact with people, and there goes your income source. So it's not an easy time throughout New Zealand, and musicians certainly are suffering, anybody in the hospitality industry. So Back Porch Bluegrass, our usual jam session on the fourth Sunday of the month, isn't happening yet. Maybe April, maybe May, we'll start again. Morrinsville Country Music Club, we might start again in April or May. We'll see how we go when we can start getting some crowds together and enjoying music. In the meantime, thanks for listening to the podcasts, and all you people who tune into the podcast for Back Porch Bluegrass, I really appreciate it. I'm glad you're listening, and I enjoy it when I get some mail from you. My direct email is paultrenwith@gmail.com, or you can go to the Facebook page, which is Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand, Back Porch Bluegrass NZ, and leave a message there. My oldest son Jeremy sort of administers that side of things for me, and he passes on any messages. And or you could email to Free FM. If you just look them up, Free FM 89.0, you'll find them, and you can send some messages. Always nice to hear from you. If you have a request, I'll do my best to play it. All the music in the show comes from my own collection, my own shelves. I don't do airplay direct or anything. I haven't got a show of keeping up with the latest trends of music, and don't really intend to. I never have all my life, and I don't want to change now. What are we going to hear? The first family of country music. This program is all about families and mixed bands, and the Carter family has got to be the classic example. A husband, a wife, and the wife's sister. Cousin. Sorry. And the Carter family did some very definitive music that set the pace for country music. And here they are doing Keep on the Sunny Side.
Keep on the sunny side of life. hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storm will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Carter family set up country music for us, and even bluegrass music with their picking and singing, and I was delighted to be able to play a track from them for you. In New Zealand, we've had a couple of great bluegrass festivals, Kiwigrass, and we've been fortunate to be able to bring over to New Zealand one of Australia's foremost bluegrass bands, Bluegrass Parkway, from Perth, Fremantle in Western Australia, and a long way away from New Zealand, but they come and they're always welcome, wonderful people, great personalities, and they brighten any occasion, always dressed beautifully, classic outfits and things like that, and for like traditional bluegrass. And of course, they're a family band. Paul Duff plays mandolin and vocals, his wife Maria Duff, double bass and vocals, and she also plays a bit of fiddle. Wayne Perry on guitar and vocals, Mick O'Neill on banjo and vocals, Donald Baylor on fiddle, and they do a wonderful range of bluegrass music. And so I'd like to feature a song from Bluegrass Parkway, and this is an old Stanley Brothers song called Lonesome River. Bluegrass Parkway from Australia.
I sit here alone on the banks of the river. A lonesome wind blows, water rolls high. I hear a voice call out there in the darkness. I sit here alone. Happy forever, but a new love.
on the river at midnight. I sit on the shore to weep and to cry. The woman I love, she left me this morning with no one to love.
It's Bluegrass Parkway with a great job on Lonesome River. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, getting close to the end of the show. This show has been about mixed bands, guys and girls in the same band. And I'm going to play Lynn Morris again in response to Nancy Schneider's request. This is a Nancy Griffith song called I Wish It Would Rain.
Heart on my right, one on my left, neither suits my needs. Oh, the one I love is way out west, he never will need me.
Oh, wish it would rain and wash my face clean. Wanna find some dark cloud to hide in here. Lovely the memory sparkles like diamonds when the diamonds fall. They burn like tears when the diamonds fall.
Head for the Gulf Coast plain. Wanna walk the streets of my hometown where everybody knows my name. I'm gonna ride the waves down Galveston when the hurricanes blow in. Oh, the Gulf Coast water tastes sweet as wine when you're rolling home in the wind.
Oh, wish it would rain and wash my face clean. Wanna find some
Thank you, Lynn Morris, for the great music that you've played for too short a time. I really enjoy her voice. Well, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and playing music from mixed bands, which has been really good fun. And we're going to take it out with Memories of the Past was the name of the album, put out by Big Country Bluegrass. And here's a song of Teardrops Were Pennies. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Please tune in again next time, whether you're on podcast or radio. I'd love to love the fact that you're listening. Bye.
Treasures untold. If teardrops were pink.